Beloved hearers of God's word, grace and peace to you from the one who was, who is to come. Amen. I have three things this morning that I want to lift up before us for our reflection and our consideration. The first follows Andrew's opening remarks about Jesus's first followers. Those we read about this morning in the gospel. And I can't help but think that our feelings that we're experiencing now and in these times are quite similar to the feelings that they must have experienced immediately following the death of Jesus. Their world had been knocked off its expected course. They were practicing some of the most extreme social distancing that we can ever practice. The loss of someone we love and question about how we engage them when we cannot see them, cannot touch them, cannot feel them near us. They experienced fear, anxiety, uncertainty about what might come next and what their world might look like. And so they gathered and sheltered in safe places this morning in a room with doors locked in a home. And it strikes me that regardless of where they found themselves, Jesus came to them and met them where they were. Jesus comes to them and says, "Peace be with you." Three times he says to them, "Peace be with you." His hope for them, and I believe his hope for us in this time, is that wherever we find our shelter at this time, wherever we find ourselves seeking comfort, support, that we will know his peace. We will know his healing. We will know that sense of shalom. So this morning, whether you are in your kitchen or your home office or your living room or on your deck, wherever you find yourself, whatever safe space where you're sheltering during this time, know that Christ comes and says, "Peace, peace be with you." The second thing that I want to make a couple comments on this morning is just how sacramental what we are doing at this moment really appears to be, to me anyway. Many of us are missing having the sacrament of bread and wine, the gathering together around the Eucharist in real time and physically being with one another. It is a joy and it is a comfort to me to see all of your faces, to see all of you there, to be present together and gather in this way. But I have to remind myself that what I am looking at is actually not you. What I'm seeing is a representation of you. What I'm seeing is a computer-generated likeness of you. It is a symbol or a sign of you that allows us, even though we're separated by time and space, to be near each other, to still be connected. So as I look at each of your faces, what I see is an outward and visible sign of the inward and spiritual grace that is the love of Christ that binds us together. That is a sacrament. And so you are able to be present in this form to me and I to you as outward and visible signs of that inward and spiritual grace. That is the love, the grace, and the bonds of affection that we find together in Christ. We are actually, you might say, icons of each other, of Christ's grace. Not just computer icons, and there's a good reason why those computer programmers called them icons, things that represent something with much more meaning and depth when we encounter them. But we're also, in this sacramental way, I think, bread for the journey for one another, nourishment. Those of you who know me well might know that I'm not a computer guy. I've never had a cell phone. I don't have a Facebook page. I don't have a blog. I've never sent a tweet or a text message for that matter. And not because I object to any of those things, but because honestly, it's been hard enough work keeping up with my relationships and obligations in the real world without having another life in the cyber world, another virtual life. But today I am a bit of a convert, I will say, to God's ability to use even something that might seem so cold as a computer as a sacrament of grace for the upbuilding of God's community. So thank you this morning for being here and for being bread and icons for my journey. And the last thing I want to lift before us today is a reminder. It comes to us from our own history. This is not the first time that Christians have had to shelter in place, that they've had to go into a diaspora and try to remain connected with one another, encouraging one another, supporting and praising God, while unable to do it in the ways we're accustomed to. I want to give the last word to Julian of Norwich, that great medieval mystic teacher who ministered and lived through another pandemic. And all of those who walked through that time also feeling the same fears, uncertainties about their health, the health of those they love, about their livelihood, about what the world would look like after that pandemic that Julian of Norwich lived through in the Middle Ages. Her advice to them was to seek peace where they could find it, practice gratitude, be patient, trust God. She summed it all up by saying, all shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well. May it be so. Amen.